says, first of all, like we said a few times already, in Kiddush we have three times it says the three elements that are entering now. When you say Bayichulu, the whole Bayichulu you bring in, like you said a minute ago, you have Chachma, the first Shvi, and you have Bina, the second, and Das, the third. Now again, the Gnosis is very clear that these concepts, whatever you want to call them, are not theoretical, and the aspect of Chachma is that a person completely nullifies himself to Hashem, Chachma. He's nothing, he's just a Hashem. That's really the character of Kiddush. Kiddush is supposed to bring us to a state where we are so completely on fire for Hashem, like so completely on fire for Hashem, that we like cast on fire to this place where there's just, I'm nowhere, just Hashem. I have this very deep serenity, this very deep connection to Hashem. That's why the Rebbe says there was a statue of a man, the story of the exchange children. He had a stand next to a statue. The statue was the same, everything was fine. Move the statue, anyone can stand, not afraid of all the many fears that go through a person in life. Just every fear, every difficulty goes away, every confusion goes away. So this is that Shabbos. That is Shabbos. Shabbos enables a person to get this place of great serenity, especially that first Shvi, that is the Chachmah, when you start to get into this place of this deep serenity. No worries, everything's good, it's fine. So as we've discussed already, you know, so what do you do when your kid's falling off the wall and what's throwing the other one, and you know, they have to really throw in the chalas? I don't really know the answer so well. I can just say that we're supposed to get to a place where it's okay. It's all okay. And we work out what to do and how to do it. But that's the first thing, that's number one. Then we have Bina. Bina is tshuva. So Bina is understanding one thing from the other and doing tshuva. Also in exchange children, when he figured out that like, Hashem did this to me. Here, I've been switched. I messed up. I'm the king. And here I am in the gutters, raised as a servant. Compared to where I'm at my station. I mean, I'm furious. So I'm just taking out on him. Figure one, who knows what I'm doing? What am I not doing? But then you figure out, but God did. He must have a reason. So what am I doing? What's that to do with anything? Nothing. Why should I drink? Why should I? Hashem put me here. Let me try to make the best of it and figure out what he wants me to do. Then he still continues chasing the sinners for a while until he finally starts to find out who he is. So we have this Bechina, but that's the Bechina of Bina. Bina is understanding one thing from the other. If so, then Hashem did everything. Is what I'm doing proper? That's the real question. Is this right? What am I supposed to do? How do I go? What gave me money? Ran away? Whatever it was, find a way to work out what I need to do and do it. Just do it. So that's the second Shvi. And the third Shvi is Das. Das is applying this understanding. The Rebbe says Das Hanikdash is to such an extent. The understanding permeates the whole being of the person so strong that he just hears the thing. It like becomes a level where he's just not, it's part of me. And just like I wouldn't, you know, you're driving a car, right? Most people, they don't have a bechira whether to ram someone because you're a murderer. Like, you wouldn't do it. Like, it's just not something, it's not a question, you don't have to struggle. Should I? You might have to struggle, should I take the cigarette? Yes, no, another one, yes, no. Maybe you need to struggle. Maybe you struggle, should I take another beer? Could be. I don't know. You know, maybe you need to struggle, should I talk to Lander? But you don't need to struggle, do I drive, do I mow someone down? Because that's just not where you are. You have Das and Nikas. And some people, like, cigarettes either don't talk to them, or they know they're going to kill them. Like, fine, if you really know that, so then you're not going to take a cigarette. Finish, you know, or at least not another one. But actually, yeah, no, I mean, everyone is aware you're holding, but like, there's a point where you figure out, this doesn't work for me, so you don't. That's the way it goes. You don't have the Das, so you struggle with it. You make it or you don't make it. So that's the beginning of Das. Das means it's part, totally, totally part of me. I'm not going to talk slang, just like I wouldn't take a cigarette, just like I wouldn't, I'm not going to go stabbing someone. The same thing. I don't have bechira. Do I stay at one? I don't have bechira to shoplift. Do I have enough money for all the groceries today? Oh, but you know what? I can just shoplift and I'll pay them back tomorrow. Maybe if I have the money or not, as the case may be. Most people they just don't have. It's just not. It doesn't ever enter their mind. Here, that lady, she's got a lot of money in her wallet. She's an old lady. She's walking down the alleyway. Should I mug her or not? I mean, it just doesn't come in. Like, it just doesn't. It's not a.
If someone offered you to take $1,000 to mother, you wouldn't do it.
No, I owe her. She's a jerk. She just doesn't. What do you. I, like, you're
thousand
from Mars.
Months.
Huh?
$1,000.
Well, you're in Bechir might be different. I don't know. If not, it's 10,000. That's really I mean, like, there are certain things which you're just not going to do. That's what we're trying to bring in the next level of spiritual attainment, connection. We want to make it part of it for the whole week. In essence, as you say, with Kavz and Shavas, you're with the Shem. The whole story says, why you need Abdullah to bring you back down? Which is, I never lose an amazement of that. What does that mean? You just need the whole Shabbos, you're just like making sure you don't know. You said, I can't sleep on Shabbos. Shabbos you watch. You feel inspired. You're like, wow, that's a Shabbos. And maybe one day I'll have a little part of the Shabbos. Let me do Kiddush, it's a little part, drop the Shabbos. What is Shabbos? What is Shabbos? What is Shabbos? Who knows what Shabbos is? That's the first thing. Okay, so now what this means is the first makif enters the person. The Rebbe says the makif means the next spiritual level that you just out of reach. You bring that inside and you internalize it. And the makif, it's called, the way it's called is the lamed of the tzelem of Abba. Abba is the bechina again, chachma, connecting to Hashem, that Hashem is your father right with you right now. It's the most important element in terms of influencing malchus, which said yesterday is imagination. So, like Rav Nosson says, so you need to have this bechina of being able to influence imagination by bringing this deep sight. Chachma is sight. Abba is sight, seeing. The Rebbe says that's chachma. The eye is a nani. And we see this a lot. Like in Eid is the chachma. There are a million proofs of that. Your eyes is chachma. So if you see, when you see something, when you know it, it's clear to you. So then your imagination follows suit. You're not going to sit there imagining, I'm so messed up, it's so horrible, I didn't wake up on time, I didn't get what I've done, what I needed to do, and then this one, and that one, and another one. If you realize that it's from Hashem, you see that Hashem is doing it, so I have to be happy now, thank you, see the positive, you have sight, that's his bechina. So this, the tzelem is tzadik lamed mem, right, the lamed is the first element of what we call the makir. Bring in the first makir, the first surrounding lightning. That's what Tariq said in Bekitcha. Tzadik is the nine lower elements, right? And the lamed is the higher element, first higher element. That's how Tariq said. Remember the next one. That's Bekitcha. That's a little bit very Bekitcha, but we're not on the circuit right now. It's very, very simple, though. The mice that you bring in the next level. That's kidding. I want to bring in the next level. I want to have re'iyah. That's why you're supposed to look at the wine. You want to see. You want to build your shamayim. You want to see. You want to look to Hashem. You want to bring down ore. Like you want to, that's what you're doing. That's what Kiddush is about. So that's the first thing he says here. He said, Berepri Agafen takes you to the field. Chaka. Agafen is Gematria Chaka. Chaka. Field. You get to go to Chaka, to Puch Kiddush, you get to this place. You're supposed to bring that in into your life. That's really what it is. We're supposed to get the time, like Carl says, I'm supposed to get the time of an Eden right here, right now. I want to get that. That's why the Rishon says, so we find the Zohar all the time. This tzaddik went into an Eden. That tzaddik went into an Eden. It doesn't look like they were traveling at all. They just went in, they came out. He said, it's not about going in, but lowering an Eden, you go in anytime you want, if you're worthy and you're able to, when you want to. So on Shabbos, at the very least, at least during Kiddush, we're able to get to this place where hopefully we're connecting to a totally different level. Totally, totally different level. Alright. And in that way, we're going to imbue our life, every level of who we are, with Hashem. That's what he says. He says that's why the gematria of Chakar is also gematria of Yud-Kev-Ov-K. Al-K-Yud-K. Yud-Kev-Ov-K is the Shem of Bayah, means you're living in the second with Hashem all the time, as Nelson says. And Al-K-Yud-K means that I'm going to prepare, I'm going to do tshuva, I'm ascending to heaven, I'm moving forward this element. So first of all, I imbue that element of preparing myself to live that existence. I imbue that, I feel that, I connect that to a vayah, to actually bringing myself to a different level of living in the present right now with Hashem. So then also, so the gematria chakal is, and ein hagefen is havaya eke, yud kiv ke, al kiv ke, and then havaya adni, yud kiv ke, al dal adni, yud Ali is a bechina that's called malchus. It's aleph din, like Rebbe says in Olam Gimel. So Ali, we take the din, we take the dinim and the hard things, the rough edges, and we sweeten them, we soften them by bringing the light, bringing the oil. That's what kedah gafen is. That's a part also of what, why are we drinking wine? The Machbeshah quote says, wine is dangerous. Like Rebbe says, wine is so dangerous. When you have wine, you can go anywhere. Anything can happen when you have wine. But you want to get the oil of Kiddush, you need to have wine. He says, if you try, you must at least get it to the Tzidriyeva. You want to have wine. Because there's a din, and you have to pick up the din and connect the din. Wine is din. Right? So this yayin you're bringing to the Bechina of Malchus. Malchus is Geffen. Because again, imagination is potential. You have pre-Geffen, right? The Geffen, you have this Bechina, you have this grapevine, right? The grapevine, you have to take the grapes off and squeeze out all the liquid and make yourself wine or grape juice. If you don't nurture the vine properly, you don't treat the grapes properly, it's going to be nothing. It's the same thing with, it's going to have the same riches as the grapes. The grape juice is going to be mixed with who knows what. The dirt, the soil, it's going to get nowhere. It's the same thing. We have to try to extract the positive from the imagination. I want my imagination to be in a place which is a positive, good place. And that's what Kiddush is about, getting to this Bechina. Right? So that's called Chakal. So Geffen is Malchus. And when the Malchus is in this place, it's called the Nai of Zeranpin. That's called Chakal. Okay, Nai, next part of the soul, has to do with going. That's why it's the feet, because you're able to make some spiritual progress. So you're able to make spiritual progress. I want to use my imagination, like the Rebbe says, focus on Paz and go somewhere, get something to happen. That's what's going on in Kiddush. Kiddush is creating a vessel to move forward to a completely different level, to a completely different week. That's what Kiddush is. That's what Kiddush is. So that's why HaGefen is Gematria Chakal. Chakal is field, Bechina, connecting to Gan Eden, this world. That is through this element of Malchus, accepting, receiving this great illumination, and enabling me to move forward, to get on my feet and go somewhere, do what I need to do in a spiritual term. Stand up. Become an Omi. Right? The Rebbe talks about in the story, but the Chigir, a person who couldn't walk. You have to learn how to walk spiritually. It doesn't mean physically.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
faith, also Emunah. Emunah is Malchus.
Oh,
but
that's
the Rai. No. Kenza, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, generally speaking, yeah. This is the way to get to it, like apply Emunah. Emunah is even when you're dying, the Rebbe says. Emunah is in your hands. That's the bottom line. He says there's also nine letters, nine words in Kiddush, and that's the nine yuds, which would bring you down into the Malchus. Like you said, the nine yuds, but you bring it to Malchus. You could say it's Yayin. Oh, like that, not Yayin. It's Mayim, I'm sorry, it's the word you add. Right, Mem Yud Mem is nine. That's the same nine, yuds, put it like that. There's another Bechina word. Time for Muxa, I think, for Hashem. We did a little bit of Kiddush. I'll do a little bit of Muxa.